Mike Bisaglia here from SeavillePodcast.com. You are about to listen to Runcast, a weekly form of everything running, with your host, Mark Lorenzoni, a community running expert who has been directing hundreds of area for nonprofit foot races and coaching thousands of runners for the past 30 years.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's Runcast. Appreciate you joining in. Appreciate you telling other folks about it. We're trying to be informative and tap a bunch of locals. We've got quite a few, high caliber, all over the map, high school, college, post-collegiate, adults, seniors. A lot of people to talk about, a lot of wonderful things going on in our running community. So appreciate you listening in. It's a state of affairs. Well, a big thing in my life this week was Charlottesville Track Club Marathon, Half Marathon Program, training program kicked off. We kick off a little bit early. We don't actually start the physical end of the training until late June. Gives me about 6 weeks to write the programs. What does that mean, writing programs? Well, we've got about 200 people every year in this program, and they get to pick any event they want in the fall, half marathon or marathon, starting on Labor Day weekend and going all the way to pretty much late December, early January. That's a big task. Unlike the 10-miler training program or the women's or men's 4-mile training program that drive people towards one event, this is a little different. If you'd like to join us, you've run a half marathon or marathon in the past, you want to improve on your time, you haven't ever run a half marathon or marathon, you want to do your first, you want to meet other people, you want to run in some really neat places. We have weekly runs with water and Gatorade, marked miles, ice at the end, cliff bars at the end, pacing folks. It's really a wonderful program. Don't mind saying so myself. It's our 19th year doing it, and you can go to charlottesvilletrackclub.org to sign up for that. We require the people to do this to do a 2-mile time trial, and that gives me a really good gauge as to see where you're at, a little baseline. So, Mike, if you said, Mark, I want to do this marathon training program, I'd have a good idea of what you're capable of just based on your 10-miler time and what you've been doing with your races recently. But still, it gives me a really good kind of consistent baseline. So we do these 2-mile time trials on the track. Of course, we're over at Charlottesville now because UVA is under siege, which is actually awesome. It's under siege. It's looking good over there. They're plowing up the old track and pretty much starting from scratch, which is very neat.
Yeah, I see it when I go over to the baseball stadium for the games, and you can see the stadium now. You can see the center field.
So anyway, these 2-mile time trials are 6 o'clock in the morning every day this week. By the time you hear this, you might be Thursday. Of course, you will have missed it because it doesn't come on Thursday. The podcast gets updated a little later on Thursday morning. But Friday morning this week, Saturday and Sunday, I'll be out at the Charlottesville High School track at 6. Be warmed up and ready to go at 6, and we'll start you off. Speaking of that new track, I was talking to Jason Vigilante a little bit the other day, some other folks. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be the jewel, gateway to this amazing sports complex. You know, it's been kind of the last athletic facility to, you know, need a decent makeover in 1954. Not much has been done to it since then, except the track resurfaced every so often. And I think actually when it's finished, it'll evoke the opposite reaction from people. They'll say it's one of the most beautiful facilities in the country. It's the gateway up to Kloeckner. It's the gateway up to Davenport. You go to a basketball game, you park your car, you look up there and say, what is that? It's going to have the columns and brick walls, and boxwood and brick seats and, you know, brick stands and lights and a scoreboard. Very, very neat. We're really excited about it, obviously. A lot of things going on this time of year when it comes to the youngsters, I call them, the high schoolers and college kids. They're getting ready right now and going to their postseason. The high schoolers finished out this season with the Southern Track Classic, some of them locals. Derek Armstrong from Western, really fantastic, legit as in real 2 miles. It's 3,200 meters, which is shorter than 2 miles. This was a 2-mile race, ran 9:15. That was on Friday night down in Richmond. And Sierra Ulan and Ryan Thomas, some other good performances. She, both of them from Alma, she ran 5:22 for the mile. Ryan Thomas, of course, the freshman phenom, sitting at 4:25, nice time. They're in their district meets this week. Albemarle, right off the bat, got theirs postponed to Saturday because you can appreciate, Mike, doing the baseball games. Well, everything in the spring is outdoors. You don't have the luxury of, you know, volleyball indoors, and basketball indoors, wrestling indoors, swimming. You say, oh, you know, why would we need to postpone? But with spring, these poor athletic directors,
it's tough.
Nuts, Deb Tyson's and Rick Lilly's and Fitz Barnes, those guys must be just going nuts right now.
I thought it was interesting that Coach O'Connor said in his 8 seasons, they have not once completed a whole season of games. They always at least once get rained out. It just happens.
There's that many games they play. But sure. You know, the UVA's done a really, I don't know who's kind of the mastermind behind this whole chess game they seem to be playing lately of moving the starting times, but they've been really good.
They nailed the weekend,
about saying, okay, we normally start at 7. Let's start at 5 tonight because the radar. But that's also the sign of the times. The computer models now are just fantastic.
That's pretty cool. You can do that.
They can predict the weather.
Yep.
Anyway, Almaro's got pushed out to Saturday, of all things. They're supposed to have their meet today, and it's been pushed out to Saturday. It's like, wow, that's quite a change, and kids having to run around with their schedules. Finishing out on the high school end, the Fort Union Military Academy, Winston Brown's crew, they won the private school prep league, LIS, League of Independent School Track and Field Championships over the weekend. They outlegged their longtime rivals from Woodbury Forest. So congrats to Winston Brown and his crew of kids. A mighty track program over the years. Michael Idziak, 158 for FUMA, the great 800-meter runner, takes a blue ribbon. And then Kevin Benner, one of my favorite area runners over the last several years. He's a Woodbury Forest superstar and real class act kid. Had that injury this fall, kept him out most of the fall. He was the top-ranked kid in the fall coming into the season, and right off the bat gets a stress fracture. Mm. He's out. He's come back with a vengeance. He took top honors in the 1600 and the 3200. So congrats to him. And congrats again to Winston and the Fork Union kids. Almaral's 4x8 did get squeezed at interesting their district meet. I meant to say this earlier. It's a 2-day event. They did manage to squeeze in the 4x8 the other night. Very impressive 8:04 time. And Adam Visake with a 1:59. Ryan Thomas, 2 minutes. Mark Bauckham, 2:02. And then I think the story of the day was Joe Cron, who ran 2:01. We talked about him the other day, last week, where he ran a 2:07, won his first race of his life. He lops off, 3 seconds per lap, pretty decent in 1 week, down to 2:01. He's knocking on the door of the elite. It's always, in high school to break 2 minutes in the half is kind of the ultimate goal for an 800-meter runner. On the UVA side, they split this weekend. Some of the crew went up to the ECAC IC4A championships. What a mouthful.
Yes.
And that's a kind of a smorgasbord hybrid of ACC, some of the northern ACC schools, and some northeastern Ivy League schools. You couldn't even begin to stereotype. I must say, looking at the list of schools that are there, you always think bright kids because it's right. The really good colleges, a lot of them there. So I'd love some time to actually get this all figured out of what it stands for, the initials. But UVA was up there. Chris Foley ran the second fastest time ever run by a UVA freshman. Ran 30:04 for 10,000 meters, second fastest time ever for 10,000 meters. That's right behind the legendary Bob Thiele, who is now a resident anesthesiologist over at UVA. He ran his 29:58, I believe, back in the 90s. Down south, the Carolina Invitational, the rest of the UVA crew was there. Lindsay Harper, we've talked about her a lot this winter and spring, ran the fastest 800-meter time in the last 25 years. Since 1986, she ran 2:07. She's had quite the 2011, couldn't happen to a nicer girl. And Robbie Andrews and company, the posse I call them, rode in there and just they're so destructive. And this is Jason Vigilante's really forte. He's a great coach, but where he really shines is this what they call middle distance events. Robbie Andrews was in first place. They swept Anthony Kosolek right behind, and a second behind, and Lance Roller, his teammate, and third, a clean sweep for those guys. They're very intimidating. These guys come out there in their orange Virginia jerseys, and it's fear. Mm. And it's not because they're jerks. The opposite. Actually, really nice guys. I know all of them personally. They're very, very modest in their approach, but they strike fear in the hearts of any decent 800-meter runner around the country because these guys are pretty much the best. And they proved that, of course, up at Penn a few weeks ago. Some local stories. Macklin Chafee on the RMR team. And finished fourth at the U.S. Road Mile Championships in Minneapolis on Friday evening in the rain. Ran 4:03, picked up $800, ran against some of the best guys in America. It was a really good effort on his part, and he's hungry to do even more, he was telling me the other day, which is great. And then some locals, Emily Nipper, she was 19th woman at the Marine Corps Half Marathon in Fredericksburg over the weekend. big PR for her, 722 Pramod. She's an anesthesiologist over at the university in a residency. Actually, is in the same department as Bob Thiele. That, we've talked about that anesthesiology department
with
George Rich's gang, one of the most destructive group of runners you would not want to
department.
Meet. They're like, I just talked about Robbie Andrews and company. These guys in the world of anesthesiology departments,
right.
They kick some major butt. So,
that's funny.
You want to stay out of their way. And George is trying to get together a decent team for the men's 4 miler. He told me the other day he's got Schrader, who's the king of the mountain at Monte Alto, Thiele, who's, you know, one of the fastest post-collegiate guys in town, and several other folks, Will Cox and some others. There were 2,700 women. It wasn't an all-women's race, but 2,700 women, 5,600 total in this half marathon in Fredericksburg. And she was 19th woman out of 2,700. Not bad, but not to be outbeaten. Jessica Spears was 10th woman. These were the two fastest local times run at this half marathon. A bunch of Charles O'Pugh went down there. Women.
That's incredible.
That's pretty cool.
So that's very nice.
So Jessica ran at 133. She had a little bit of an off day, wasn't feeling well, but still 10th overall. Just kind of shifting gears here, live and learn department. Glenn Anderson's on ran his 39th marathon over the weekend, Illinois, and it just went horrible for him. He's exhausted. He's having some leg issues. Sounds like sciatic. I was telling him a lot of that's a nerve issue from your back. It runs from your backside, your back, and your backside down the back of your leg. You ever have a shooting pain that's back behind your leg? Think about your sitting habits, because it's usually a pinched nerve type scenario. And of course, what's he been doing? He's traveling like crazy to get to these marathons. He's traveling like a high level executive would around the world. Here he is trying to get these marathons in.
You think about the marathons, which is a lot in itself, but it's the travel, the wear and tear of not being in your bed.
He's tired. He told me, he says exhausted. He's taking a little break here now before his next bout of marathons. It won't be till I think he's going to do Minnesota. This is his next state. It'll be his 40th state. This was his 50th marathon of his life. This is a Pepsi-Cola man, Glenn Anderson. But the live and learn, and there's not much he can do at this point because he's on – a role with this and he wants to get it done, but is that, marathoning is legit, exercise, form of exercise. It is going to make you tired and ultimately can lead to breakdown. So I told him to be really careful to take as much time as possible off between these marathons, and also don't sit as much, and watch crossing your legs when you sit, because that's one of the worst things you can do for this particular injury. Another one of my athletes took double the amount of her normal stuff. Electrolyte replacement. It was a hammer type gel during a marathon. Double dosed it and ended up making her sick to her stomach and ended up dry heaving over the last several miles of a marathon. What's the live and learn there? Watch on race day. Don't do something new. Right. You've heard me say that so many times.
Sure.
And sometimes we get into this mode. Well, it's race day and I need to do more of. You don't dilute Gatorade on race day, and you don't double the dosage of it. If you do powder Gatorade, you don't double the dosage. You go for what they recommend, what you've been used to.
Right.
So you stick to your game plan. The big one I want to turn about living and learn is I don't know if it's a huge problem, but it's definitely a legit scenario that's going on in road racing in America, is people switching their numbers. So Mike Bisaglia ends up getting faster and faster and faster, and he says, Mark, I want to run in this race, and you're entered in the race, but you're not able to run because you're sick, and you're 55. Can I have your number? So very innocently, I give you my race number. So now Mike Bisaglia, he's got my race number. No harm so far, it doesn't seem like. So now everything's computerized. It's all chip timing in these big races. So you run a really fast time, and you're 28. I was going to say 27. Okay. And you score really well in that age group. Well, they don't know it's 28-year-old Mike Bisaglia. They think it's 55-year-old Mark Lorenzoni.
Right.
So you finish third in that age group. Now, oh my gosh, what the heck has happened? Meeks, I feel a little weird about this because Mark Lorenzoni didn't really run the race. He's at home, injured, and Mike ran in this place. And this happens so often where innocent things happen. This happened at the 10-miler this year.
So is it people just trading numbers because literally they like that number better? Or
no, the person can't run the race. I just told you.
Injured. I see what you're saying. I can't run the race. Right.
You hear about it. You were closed out of the race. This happens at the 4-miler a lot.
Right.
The 4-miler happens at the 10-miler. It happened this year where a young man took an older woman's, probably twice, at least twice his age. She gave him her number. He runs in her place. He wins the age group. She wins it, but she's not even at the race. Poor woman. She wasn't even thinking this thing out.
Right. She was just like, here you go.
Meanwhile, here's this kid who bumps everyone down one spot, including second place.
Which is really first place.
Who is really the winner.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just we're seeing more and more etiquette breakdown in road racing as more and more inexperienced people that maybe haven't raced in high school or college, which you don't have to be an American road racer on the roads. We love the fact that so many people are getting involved with the sport. It's great. But there's things like this that are occurring on a pretty regular basis that are really messing with the results. So, you know, a shout out. Most of the people listening to this Runcast type of people probably that know this and are abiding by it. But if you are listening, you've ever done that before, it's quite a few people say, God, those race directors are such jerks and they're so strict. I've heard it. It's about Cynthia and I. People said, you guys are so weird about that woman's 4 miler. You're so uptight about the race numbers. Well, some woman who's 55 years old is working her little backside off.
Sure.
To do as well as she can in her age group. And she finds out that a woman ahead of her was 20, and it was the daughter of her, you know, some woman, and she ran in her place, and she finishes ahead of her. That's not fair.
No, absolutely.
It's not fair, because age groups are a big part of racing. So anyway, just one of those things to try and get right in the future. On the getting it right side, one of my favorite athletes, Vicky Chandeville, she's assistant coach at Western Elmore. She's on the RMR team. Truly one of my favorites. Very good communicator. If she's hurt, comes to me. Dana Thiele, who's our head coach at RMR, she communicate with Dana or myself. Had a little bit of a foot issue. I think occurred playing a little bit of pickup basketball after a workout one day. She's not a basketball player currently. She may have been at one time, but she's a marathoner trying to qualify for the Olympic trials. Hurts her foot. Goes out to run a couple days later. It's hurting. Comes to me. Has to take some time off. Took a few days off, went back, it felt better, then it ran for 2 days. There it is again. One thing leads to another. It's a stress factor, as we find out. So she has a decision to make going into this marathon. It was last weekend in Cleveland, whether to run it or not. This is even before she knew she had the stress factor because it was hurting her so bad. She goes, I'm out, Mark. I'm not going to do it. She trained all winter for this thing. Did really well at the MJK. She won the MJK. Really well at the 10-miler. I think she was second or third at the 10-miler. And, you know, hats off to her for making a decision, an investment in her running down the road.
Yep.
I always tell people don't ever go into a marathon of all the things. That's like taking your car to California, family trip from Virginia, when it's running rough, when it's low in oil. The car's going to break down. You go into a marathon with your body running rough, injured, you're going to have a long-term injury coming out. So smart move on Vicky's part, getting it right. And then Tom Perriello, we all know Tom Perriello, former congressman. Been getting back into his running again, dropping a few pounds. He's looking good. Pretty competitive runner, actually. Pretty talented. And he had asked me to help him with some, just getting him back in the mode, maybe doing the men's 4 miler. And I said, well, go do a 2 mile time trial, Tom. I want to see where you're at, give you an idea. And told him about negative splits, running the first lap slower, easing yourself in. So, Mike, right, you know, our weekly theme.
Okay.
To talk about getting right. So here is splits for the quarters. 153, 149, 144, 142, 138, 136, 134, 131. Wow. 131 is 6:04 pace at the end. So he ends up starting out almost at 8 minute pace and ends up finishing almost at 6 minute pace. And adds up to, you know, probably right about a 7 minute, you know, a sub 14 minute 2 mile time trial. So it's
pretty
tremendous.
Good.
Training tip of the week, just stay the heck out of the lightning. I see people out running when these lightning storms go. I'm in my car and I'm nervous. And I'm seeing people, and then I see them and I'm really nervous for them, thinking, are you doing this? Are you have a death wish? Are you got some, did you just get caught in? If you got caught in, it's one thing, but you choose to go out and run in a thunderstorm. I don't care where you're at.
Be careful.
Open field or, you know, woods, city. Doesn't matter.
Get inside.
I was out for my run Tuesday morning, and just towards the end, way off in the, I went out. It felt good. The weather seemed calm. Towards the end of the run, I could hear the thunder off in the distance. I just started picking it up. I'm a weenie. I'm big on something that's so random.
That's smart.
Can control. Schultzer Track Club. I want to very briefly just talk about them. They're behind so many of the wonderful running events in our community, and I was thinking that there probably isn't an organization. If there is, there aren't too many. If there are, there aren't too many organizations locally, not-for-profits, that raise as much money for charitable causes in our community on an annual basis, and she also tracked it. Last year was over $400,000. Wow. Of course, the lion's share of that was the Women's 4-Miler, but they did about another $100,000. It was $335,000, another $100,000 with the 10-Miler, the Turkey Trot, the Discovery Dash. I could go on and on the events, Martha Jefferson 8K, where they help with these events. And then, you know, their help leads to all this great fundraising. So good for them. And they're, of course, behind the Women's 4-Miler Training Program, which will be starting June 19th or June 18th, whatever that Father's Day weekend. And the Men's 4-Miler race, it's very cool, is the same weekend, the day after, the Women's 4-Miler Training Program starts. So they're graduating as the women are starting. A call out to Joan Bienvenue Newell and Leah Connor, two of my buddies that are assisting with the huge help with the marathon, half marathon training program. And a happy birthday today as we speak, but maybe not as you hear. The folks listening to podcasts, it'll be in the next few days. But today, Wednesday, Leah's 40th. And I would shout out a warning to all 40 to 44-year-old women that this is a force to reckon with. She's really coming on strong here. I would mention, too, Mike, I've just started with the Daily Progress, similar to this. I've been writing with them for about 15 years now. I do a monthly column. And now in this era, just like this podcast, this modern era, this old man is still learning this stuff. We're going to do a daily blog called The Daily Run.
Very cool.
So it'll just be a couple of snippets, basically the same type of stuff we're talking about here, just a little more detailed. And that's it. You go to dailyprogress.com, I guess, and you look to sports, and there's some link to it. So maybe not going to get one of those in today because of my internet fried last night. The black box, which is called the modem, I guess, which is kind of an important piece. It's gone.
You can use the computer's ear if you need for an hour.
Exactly.
If you need to sit down and use a computer.
In the starting blocks, we got the Bright Stars 5K this Saturday. One of my favorites. Terry Higgins puts on a great event. Good fundraiser. That's at Greer Elementary. And then I'll be helping with the kids' track clinic and track meet. It's a tune-up this Saturday, 8:30 at the Shawsville High School track tune-up for the Discovery Dash, which is next Saturday.
Okay.
All you kids, parents with kids out there, not kids listening to this podcast, I trust, but they're parents with kids, 3 to 12 years old. Come on, sign them up for the Discovery Dash. It's at Monticello High School on Memorial Day weekend. Huge event, largest kids race in the state. And then ongoing, of course, the Men's 4-Miler Training Program continues. That's every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock at Charleston High School. And then the Wednesday speed workouts. Mike, any Wednesday you want to come out, turn those wheels over. Early start.
Yep.
5:30, you got to be there. That's a tough call for a 28-year-old, especially one that has a long day on Wednesday usually, don't you? Wednesday's your big day.
I got a lot going on. Well, actually, I get up at 4:30 on Tuesday and Thursdays when I come in here to do my sports on WINA. So what ends up happening on Wednesdays is... It's my recovery day, essentially.
Yeah. So this may not be for you at this given point. But seriously, anybody listening that has a desire to get faster at their running, regardless of the distance, they're free, these workouts, and they're all over the map as far as age and ability. And we had about, 30 people out there this morning, 25, 30 people, even with the threat of rain. Charlottesville High School, 5:30. And just let me know, Mark, and you can call the shop, 293-3367. And give us your email address, and we'll get you on the list. All right, that's about it. Kind of rushed through this week. We'll talk to everyone next week. And in the meantime, stay on your feet. Thanks for listening.
This week's edition of RunCast was brought to you by the Ragged Mountain Running Shop, Central Virginia's community running and walking family partner since 1982. Conveniently located on the historic UVA corner with free parking at their doorstop. Visit them online at RaggedMountainRunning.com or make sure you friend them on Facebook, Ragged Mountain Running Shop.